Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What did people do for attention before social media? That's a hard question.
Well, you got your parents' video camera, and you try to do something stupid, and then you would send it into America's Funniest Home Videos or America's Funniest People. With Dave Coulier.
Mm-hmm.
That was one.
That was about it. That was pretty much it, I think.
No, see, yeah. It sounds like it's tough to think of, like, what did people do for attention? And then the comment section of the video that this stems from is filled with them. My favorite was wear a knee brace. Wearing a knee brace. You were that kid in school that had a knee brace on? You know 9 out of 10 of them didn't even really need it.
You definitely got attention if you were wearing any type of cast or brace.
Or when your parents checked you out early and you'd come back with like food leftovers from, you know, McDonald's or wherever your parents took you for lunch after your dentist appointment.
Oh, yeah.
And you could bring it back to
take
school
it back
with
into
your McDonald's
school.
Cup, shake around your Coke.
Yeah, you show up just in time for lunch.
Got this here. Yeah.
Walking through with your pimp chalice, which is a large Coke from McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
I have one relates to the knee brace thing that I didn't think about until just now, and I didn't do it for attention. But everyone thought I did, which is kind of worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I sprained
way
my.
Worse.
It was the day of a high school basketball game, my junior year. I had just played my way into the rotation, meaning I was getting to play meaningful minutes, not a ton, but meaningful minutes in every game. So I was feeling pretty good. And I was a gym aide in a class for eighth graders. And we were messing around. And I jumped and I came down on a young girl's foot and turned my ankle really bad.
You were
really,
no doubt
really
trying
bad.
To block her shot or something.
Yeah, Steve, I wish what you were saying wasn't so accurate, but yeah, I was being a gym class hero.
Trying to dunk on an 8-foot rim.
And it was bad.
Yeah.
And so bad enough, my parents took me to the doctor, and we weren't a go-to-the-doctor family for sprains. And so they wrapped it up, and they gave me crutches. So to get into our high school gymnasium, so bear in mind, this is no social media, nothing like that. So no one knows this happened except for a couple friends who drove me home. So then that night, to get to our locker room, you had to walk across the end of the basketball court. So I get there, and I've got crutches. And so there I am. The ball goes to the other end of the court during the JV game, and I crutch my way across the court. And everybody's like, oh, what happened? No, no. Not like we were going to lose because I wasn't playing. Literally no difference on the net plus negative. Plus minus. But so then I get to the locker room. I'm like, man, these crutches suck. So then by the time the game starts and I walk out with the team, no crutches. And everybody thought, well, he just brought the crutches to walk in and make a grand entrance. Mm-hmm. Now that everybody's seen him, old Gregor doesn't need those anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No one called me that.
Nobody called you old Gregor?
Nobody did that
I know of.
Back then.
But yeah, so I've always been, like you saying that totally took me back, and now I hate it again.
Or like in our school, it was cool to have people sign your book bag. So, because you had to, for the longest time, you had to have clear or mesh book bags because we had a school shooting.
Sure.
So then when they ruled that you didn't have to anymore, that you could get a regular JanSport, people would get them and then you'd sign their book bag. Everybody thought it was so cool to sign a book bag, and you always, it wasn't like a real signature either. You were always doing your name in block letters.
Or doing the S that...
Yeah, the
like
cool
the 90s S.
Mm-hmm. The 90s S, but you're
everyone
right.
Knows exactly
yeah,
what I'm
do. Yeah,
about.
I do, and I don't even know what it's called.
It's
but
the six lines that go up and down, and then you connect them with diagonals.
Yep.
Yeah. I asked this on social media at FBHW show, and so many people commented, you put in an amazing sound system in your crappy car.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Absolutely.
My Pontiac 6000 had a sweet system.
Oh, yeah. My 96 Jeep Grand Cherokee was super used by the time I got it in 2004. And I definitely put in the nicest system I could from Walmart. I was like, that's what I want.
Yeah, I went to Best Buy. I remember on my 16th birthday or whenever it was that I got my 17th birthday when I got my driver's license, drove straight to Best Buy. Paid for the cheapest stereo I could find that included free installation. I think it was like $119.
Paid no attention to the speakers.
Nope. No, they were
I would have guessed that of the people on the show, Steve was most likely to have additional speakers on plywood in the back window of his car.
you're not far off.
Okay.
You got to make, you got to build your own kicker box.
Yeah, you got to build a box.
Build a kicker box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need that. Mm.
What else?
Order fajitas.
What? Order fajitas.
Oh, yeah, they sizzle.
Yeah, in a restaurant, everybody hears them and sees them.
And everybody, even though you've seen them 100 times, you still go, ooh.
I always watch to see if somebody forgets and burns themselves.
I've never thought of that as an attention-seeking thing. I just always assumed people like fajitas.
Yeah, that they actually wanted to order them.
This text from the 908, before social media, if I wanted attention, I would just sleep around.
That too.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
What about this guy on Twitter?
Somebody on Twitter asked, before social media, what did people do for attention? And somebody said, order fajitas.
Yes.
That's funny.
It's so good. How about backing into a parking spot? Man, everybody does that for attention. Everybody does that for attention.
What?
Still.
No, they don't.
That's literally not the reason I back into a parking spot.
You don't back into a parking spot and think to yourself, that looks great. I'm glad I did that.
Well, I might think, oh, I did a good job backing in, but attention. I do it because it's easier to get out when you have a bigger vehicle.
But isn't it harder to get in? Think about how good it looks.
No.
What do you mean it's not harder to get in?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got to walk around the door. You can't just like open it the other way.
You're saying it's not harder to back a car in than it is to pull it into a spot?
It's easier to back it in than it is to back it out if you've got a big vehicle in a tight spot. It just is. That's why you do it.
Attention.
If you want to get
attention.
If you want to get attention. No, if you want to get attention, the way that I used to get attention was burnouts when I was in high school. Like if I had that was the great thing with my dad working for GMC truck at the time, and he'd have a pickup all the time, so he'd let me take it out. And that's what I would drive on weekends when I would go out with my friends. He's like, take it. I don't care, because they didn't go anywhere ever. And so doing a burnout in a like 1989 pickup before there was ABS or traction control or anything was a breeze. And, man, we would lay down some patches in that thing. Oh, it was awesome.
Here, son, take this truck. It's got a 7.9-liter engine. That's right. 146 horsepower.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, those but like days. 400 pound feet of torque on no weight on the back.
Just we would always, a bunch of us, me and a bunch of my friends worked at a grocery store in high school, and we were the group of cars that would park far out in the parking lot, all diagonally and across spots and everything.
Gross.
And every now and then you'd completely encircle one of your friends' cars with a bunch of other cars so they couldn't get out.
What about the first thing I thought of when you said this was, what did people do for attention before social media was walk around with a snake, a rat, or a bird?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's definitely one that will get you attention even to this day.
Maitland, don't act like nobody at your county fair where you grew up was walking around with a snake on their shoulder acting like it was no big deal.
I can't say I ever saw that.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. I thought you grew up out in the sticks like me. What else, Kelly?
There's a couple good ones. The wearing your pager, because everybody needed to see your pager.
I totally did that.
Or y'all the keychain kid where you put everything on your keychain and wore it on your belt loop.
I had
I had a long keychain in high school.
I had the billiard ball keychain. Oh, yeah. I had like an 8-ball keychain.
Uh-huh.
But then I found a place where you could buy all of them. So I had like 9 different billiard balls on my keychain. It was the least convenient thing in the world to carry.
Unless you ever wanted to play mini pool.
My keys were like the size of this D20.
And you thought it was so cool, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was it like the day you realized it wasn't, Steve? Was it one day or was
probably?
It a little at a time where you're like, I'm kind of getting sick of this. And also, I haven't seen anybody else with even one of these in a while.
I'm sure that it was just somebody that was much cooler than me making fun of me and saying, what do you carry those for? And me going,
and the next time they were gone.
Yeah, I think some of it you just outgrow or you move to a different vehicle and you don't change everything immediately. Yeah. And you go, wow, it sure is a lot easier to carry these keys without a California Raisin playing a saxophone attached to the keychain, which is what I had on mine.
Oh, yeah. See, attention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all did that in high school. Everybody had the stupid keychains.
Right. Everything Hot Wings did was for attention.
Attention.
Oh, I did a lot for attention in high school.
You
yeah.
wore ties to school?
I wore, yeah.
We, I like that we he's wore... like, oh yeah, I did a lot for attention, but at the beginning of this, he was like, just America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's the only one.
Well, I hadn't really thought that far back. Yeah, I hadn't really thought it through until you started saying, like, order fajitas. And I go, oh, well, if we're down to that, then yeah, I did lots of stuff. I wore wacky ties and, you know, wore wingtips with my pegged pants. And...
Yeah. Wallet chain? Who had a wallet chain here?
I did not have that. No. My friend Bill did, though. He had a wallet chain.
I didn't have a wallet chain, but I did the keychain thing. And my keychain had my wallet on it because I refused to wear a purse until I was in college. And, man, I'm telling you, when I saw pictures of me when I was in 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, and I saw that keychain hanging from my little low-rise jeans or my boy's carpenter pants, I thought I looked so cool.
You think, I was like, my keychains are awesome. Did you have the Pulp Fiction bad MF-er wallet?
No, I didn't. No, God, my parents would have killed
me. Not including Kelly, who thinks she didn't carry a purse because that was a way to say, I don't carry a purse, y'all, for attention. I do.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the,
carry a purse person.
That's the Rube equivalent of, we don't even own a TV.
I don't. Yeah, the kid that never used their book bag, that was an attention
oh,
kid.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Dice valve stem caps.
Oh,
like on a
yeah.
bike or
yeah,
on
I had
the first
them on my
car.
Bike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Any of the stuff on your, like, antenna on your car, like the little cactuses that people used to put on the tip of their antennas, remember those?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Gross.
This one said, any time we went anywhere that required a wristband to get in, we would wear it to school for the next week.
Of course yes. you have to, especially if it was a hospital, yeah.
Yeah.
If you'd been in the hospital.
The other way that people used to get attention, and maybe they still do. A lot of this is high school stuff, so yeah. you know it doesn't apply to me as a 50-year-old. But it was all the ski kids would leave every ski visit pass on their jacket.
Yeah.
Yes. So at the end of the season, there'd be like 30 of them on there. Like, look at how often I go skiing.
Yeah. Like, people still do that.
Yeah.
I was the kid who wore the CVS brand brace on the outside of my clothes for attention.
See, knee brace kid.
On the outside.
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Yeah. I
want
to make
tight.
It a pain in the ass for myself to get around.
Yeah. Let's put my denim as tight to my skin as I can. Oh. Oh, man. What about people who had fancy trapper keepers? In school?
Oh, I was fancy trapper keeper.
Were you fancy
See,
trapper
when I was
keeper?
A kid, yeah, everybody had one. So it wasn't like you didn't really stick out because we all had them.
But know? I'm talking like the fancy one that had like the fold over Velcro and the zipper on them.
Oh,
they had like the pin holders in your trapper keeper, like the
Those
super
were,
nice ones.
We're old enough that was normal.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah they ours all were all like that. Everybody
the,
had
If you wanted too, attention, you were the loser that didn't have one, yes. but it wasn't good attention.
See, you were more in the nostalgic use of them era.
Yeah. Well,
ours
see,
were the normal use of them era.
Yeah, I think maybe I just went to like a poorer school because, man, when you had a trapper keeper that could hold your pencils and everything versus like the little plastic case you've been carrying around forever. That was so awesome. I was like, wow, you're cool. Especially if it had a pattern on it.
I have to show you the belt that my wife just sent me that she bought strictly for attention when she was younger. I had never seen this till now.
Is it the black belt with the silver studs on it?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. No,
oh,
but it should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it have just little pictures of Avril Lavigne all over
it? Nope. Steve, I just forwarded it to you. Okay, did you get it?
Yes. Give me one.
It is. This is the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
What the hell is this? Is that a seat belt?
It's a seat belt.
With bottle caps on it?
It's a belt.
Yes.
That's a belt where the buckle is a seat belt buckle.
An old and then school belt buckle.
For no
like
reason.
1970s, 1980s seat belt buckle.
For no reason, bottle caps on the rest of it.
If she doesn't wear that to the Live at Night show on Saturday, she is missing an amazing opportunity.
It must have been tough to fit that like through the belt loops.
It would be a real pain in the ass to get that through belt loops.
Hung up
yeah.
on every single one.
You know, I like the idea of the old school seat belt.
I don't know if I'm more amazed that she had it or still has it.
This just reminded me of something that I had that was definitely just for attention, and it was a bicycle keychain or a bicycle chain, like the chain that goes on
the gears.
Around the gears, but it was short enough to be worn like a bracelet, and I had one of them.
You were so rad.
I know.
Yeah, man, that is cool.
At girls, when we would first start tanning, would always put like a little Playboy bunny or a little cherry sticker somewhere where people could see it for sure. That was an attention grabber.
That was really common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girls would always wear like white shorts with a darker color thong or a bright colored thong, so you could always see their
thong. The whale tail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one, I was the edgy chick with a messenger bag with basically every pin and patch that Spencer's sold and random safety pins.
Yeah, you were patch attention kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at all your patches. Cool.
Mean people suck.
This text, you guys have made me realize that all of my high school life was just one big cry for everyone to look at
yeah.
me.
That's,
all
that's what it is for everyone.
Yeah.
You might, you know, everybody takes maybe a slightly different approach, but everybody's doing the same thing in one way or another. I want to be looked at.
This one from listener on 94.9 MMQ. High school, you wanted attention? Give hickeys, get hickeys. That's attention.
That was always one way. That's the lowbrow easy way, though.
This person, I enjoyed this response. Well, I didn't really do it for attention, but I went ahead and was born with type 1 diabetes. Whoa, did that get me attention?
Oh, wow. That's a, oh, yeah. That is a great way to get attention. If you're the person who always have to have a candy bar on hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, you just space out and start calling everyone Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
There was a kid in my class that got in a really bad accident where he sliced his face open on something. Ooh. And he had to get a bunch of stitches. I think it was all just for attention, though.
Yeah, a lot of people where I was from didn't wear a seatbelt, just hoping to smash a window.
Yeah. I had a friend who lost control of his S10, and he lost his left arm.
Whoa.
Yeah, because he had it out the window, and then it got taken off by another car.
And so you think he did this for attention?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Wait, yes. He was just,
like, you just
like going the opposite direction?
He had his arm out, he crossed the center line. He lost control, went over the median, and he was hanging onto the side of the car as he was like, and his arm got ripped off. Yeah,
that's totally on purpose.
Yeah, because yeah, otherwise, why wouldn't you pull your hand in? I mean, surely.
It's going to get me so much attention in homeroom.
Yeah, I mean, it did get him a lot of attention. He was the only one-armed guy in the school.
I bet. Got him out of volleyball and gym.
Yeah. He's a pretty good weightlifter, though. His one side was jacked.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he didn't have another side.
Yeah, right? I mean, he was like, well, he was like Noah Galloway before Noah was Noah.
Yes,
Noah
I'm sure.
Was just, he was, I mean, I'm not even sure he was born yet.
1-800-947-3979. What did you do for attention before social media?
What about people who have graduated from high school but can't stop hanging out in the high school parking lot?
Yep. Oh. Yeah, you went to a homecoming or prom.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
yeah.
College.
I knew.
Who's that?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's Ricky. He graduated 2 years ago. He's dating that hot senior.
I remember. We had a guy like that.
Of course it was Ricky.
This guy named Rob. And it would drive me crazy. Like, it would drive a lot of people crazy. It's like, why is that guy still hanging out? Because some of the girls would still give him attention because now he's, like, older. But
yeah, how many proms you got to go to, Brian?
He was, like, 4 years older than us or 5 years. And it was like, my God, dude, grow up. Go away.
Now as an adult, you're like, that dude's creepy.
Yeah, well, I think he was, I don't think he was a creep so much as just kind of a loser.
This one, I used to wear a belt in middle and high school where I could carry my mini mag light with a belt loop to carry it. Who did I think I was? Batman?
Yeah.
Mini mag light. You never know when the lights are going to go out, man.
Honestly, almost anything for a time. Like if it came on a keychain, you'd put it on your belt loop.
So like, what about, this out. Did y'all ever pop your collars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Attention.
Are you
kidding? Probably not till everyone else quit, though. That's the story of my life.
But again,
this is cool now, right?
In the 80s, everyone was doing that, though. Like when I was in 7th or 8th grade, everybody had Izod shirts and popped your collars. And if
you
were really cool,
pop?
Two shirts? You're damn right I did.
You double popped.
What is that? We couldn't afford
two
shirts.
You would wear two polo or collared shirts and you pop both of them.
Everybody in our town just had one shirt.
Double collar pop.
Can't think of anything less comfortable than a polo over a polo.
Well, you didn't really notice it that much. I mean, it's not much different than putting on a sweater over a button-up shirt. I mean, it was the same idea.
The collar throws it all off.
You only feel one. What about the other one's just for color.
What about the cheap gold chain on your neck?
Everybody had a
over the top of the turtleneck.
Yeah.
See, ours
from.
Was...
like you're basically given one when you're born.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours was the shell necklace.
Oh, that,
puka.
Yeah, early 2000s, it was a shell necklace instead of a chain. I like the three-way calling was really big. You did that for attention. You tried to get people to say stuff that's mean about the third person that's on the phone that they don't know is on the phone.
Muted.
Oh, that's brutal.
Oh.
Or prank phone calls, I feel like, were a lot bigger. back then because it was just so much harder to trace.
Well, and people answered phone calls where they didn't know who it was coming from.
Oh, yeah.
I would say that this was around, I think, around the time that social media was emerging. Certainly, Facebook was probably around, you know, past Friendster, but it was when people got their stupid Nextel phones, and we use them as walkie-talkies everywhere. You'd be in the middle of a park, and you hear, and you're just some idiot going, "Hey, man, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
And you go, "Just talk like a normal person. What are you doing?"
Those. This text, for someone who didn't like attention like me, in hindsight, I sure wore a lot of Hawaiian shirts.
Yes.
Yep, everybody's got their thing, you know. Right.
What about the kids that did their own piercings? And they'd have like a safety pin or whatever in their ear. It's like, what is it? What'd you do? Oh, I pierced my ear last night.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This person, maybe
no,
this happened.
You did good.
Like Maitland and Kelly, this might be your age, but it says, regarding your what did people do for attention? I never did it, but people would wear the tops of Monster cans as a necklace.
Oh like my God. No.
The tab? Just
I assume
tab
so.
Or
did they cut the top of the can off?
Like some kind of poor person. Flavor Flav.
This one, mine was so simple. I always had a pack of gum or two in my pocket. Everyone wants free gum.
That's true.
Yeah, stick of gum.
What about the kids that had initials on their own initials on everything? Like their parents got them little patches and just put their initials on their book bag. Yeah. You were that kid?
Yeah, I was an initial kid.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, see, when we were young, it was...
It's so pathetic.
In the 70s and early 80s,
it was... I forget who I am.
I remember trying
to look at my bag.
Was your initial the right way? Like, my name's Kelly Renee Cheese. Was it... So it should be KRC, but people started doing that stupid thing where it's KCR.
Yeah.
But that's not...
Yours did that too?
That's we're not like started. You guys were just beyond... You were behind the curve on that. That was everybody did that in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
it was
Wings,
the
generation shame them.
Yeah,
it was.
For attention. Yeah, everybody did for attention. Look at my initials in this swirly print.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, everybody had that. Everybody had a sweater that had their stupid initials on there.
This one. I had that token black leather punk rock jacket with studs and patches all over it. I wore it every day, summer, winter, whatever. Private school with dress code. I got wrote up weekly. I even wore it in my senior photos. Myself and my parents still hate me for it. That was the ultimate, like, showing out kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. If your senior quote was raunchy, you definitely did that for attention.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
What was your senior quote? Do you remember yours?
I do. Mine was raunchy. Mine was, your best friends will bail you out of jail, but your friends that are forever will be sitting right there next to you.
Oh, that's not near as raunchy as I thought. Yeah. I thought it was going to use the word loophole. In this
like grandma smacks my boobs.
Nothing better than a blue waffle, am I right? But no. God.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.